Hanum, hello.
Putnam City, Guyan, Cargo Bin.
Hi, Cargo Bin.
How are you?
Under.
Hanum Under.
Hanum,
Kahar.
Hey. Who? Who said that? Kyla? And who else is here?
Sadanam.
Oh, Sadanam. Hi there. Hi.
Hey, you always run with it?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry.
And who else is here?
Sadna.
Oh, hi, Sadnakar.
Hi.
Hi. And we have some unintended visitors in background, evidently. And who else is here?
Suzanne.
Guru Ravi.
Hi, Guru Ravi and
Hi.
Suzanne. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And who else?
Nat Kripal.
Say it again.
Nat Kripal.
Oh, Nat Kripal, welcome.
Thank you.
We haven't heard from you yet, so we're glad to hear you.
Thank you.
And, yeah, and who else?
This is Carol Decca.
Hi, Carol, how are you?
You're better and better.
I'm so happy to hear that. You're also new to us, yes?
Yes,
new
I am.
New to the call? Oh, welcome.
Thank you.
And who else?
Guru Atma.
Guru Amrit. Atma.
Yes.
Guru Atma. Welcome, dear. How you doing?
Good.
I'm so glad. And who else?
Ranjit.
Ranjit. Hi, Ranjit. We got
Hi.
The trio going here. Great. And who else? Okay, so sounds like the group is together. So let's sit straight. Palms together as you can. Long deep breathing. Eyes closed at the brow point. Relaxing into the brow point. Infinitely relaxing. And inhale to begin to tune in.
I did in a man,
Monkey breath. Breathing from the belly through the nose. And now, keep doing that, but on the exhale, feel as though the air is coming out of your heart center. Good. And now keep up the heart breath. And please connect with each other in the class, on this phone, or on the recorded call. And if you're listening to the recorded call, tune in with us.
Satnam.
Satnam, we're doing heart breath. Good. And now keep up the heart breath and continue to connect with each other on a much grander scale. Not only just the everyday appearance, the auras and so on, but connect with each other on the highest, on the greatest. You know that each other is infinite. You know that you are. Please connect with all on that most infinite level. And as you're doing that, also connect with each other on the most deepest level of Earth, connecting right down into the heart of Mother Earth. On the infinite and on the Earth level, both. And now send it out. Send it out, this beautiful light, to everyone. Everyone who could possibly use it. Every conscious being who could ever use it. And I've met some very conscious trees. And inhale. And exhale. Did you like that?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. Good. Okay, so he says, now we're going to talk about consciousness. He says this is something you have to know about as we move into this Aquarian time. And he says you are already coming up. Well, our word is up against it, but he certainly doesn't mean that you're fighting with it. He means you're meeting up with it. He says consciousness and conscious connection, it has not been explored. It has not been fully explored. It has been tapped into, but it has not been fully explored in this Piscean time. Well, he says it's not quite Piscean anymore, but he says you get the gist. This new time, he says, we will be depending upon the energies just as we depend upon the air we breathe. He says you take for granted the air that you breathe, except, of course, when you get behind the terrible exhaust of a belching bus. But, he says, but that quality, that timing, has gone. He says, where we are right now is with the understanding, the conscious understanding of the earth that we live on is, in fact, a total, he calls it fetid, energy, blossoming energy. Sir, why do you call it fetid? He says, because, he says, in order to create creation, the energy has to slow down. It has to crystallize. It has to create form. That's just the way it is. He says, you can't get worried about that. He says, all you can do is revel in it. He says, after all, he says, some of the greatest dishes that you eat are ones that have been harmonized through, what do you call it? You know, like cabbage? Made into sauerkraut, what do you call that process?
Fermenting.
Fermented.
Yes, has been fermented, yes. He says it's like fermenting. He says it has gone from the pure flowing, the pure light. He says it still is, in its essence, the pure flowing and the pure light. But he says it has, he says the act of creation is taking those very beautiful raw materials of light energy and reformulating the frequency of them to create new. He says, if you paint, if you cook, if you create in any way, he says, you know what I'm talking about. With music, you understand. You understand the formulating and the blending process. The developing process. He says, you understand that. He says, this is exactly what happens on the earth energy level, that these great, amazing, he calls them wild and woolly energies, he says, that are so beautiful and so free, he says that they are pulled together in their essence, in their conscious behavior, into manifestations, he calls them manifestations of destiny. And he says, because every particle, every bit, every consciousness of energy, he says, has within it its own destiny. He says, at one point it may be part of a certain human body, at another point it may be part of a tree, it may be go back and be what we call the heavens. He says it is a continually recycling process. He says, the reason why he's telling you this is not just for the fun of it, not just so you can write a little children's book about it. He says, the reason he is telling us this is because we are meant to be masters of our own destiny. In other words, each of us has a certain consciousness that until it becomes totally conscious of who it is and what it is, flails about feeling like it has been lost, it has been broken off from the essential, it is off on its own, it has been abandoned. He says, maybe you all can identify with that to some degree. He says, but once you know who you are, he says, that's the reason why we work so often on realizing who you are. When you understand that your consciousness is such a gift. It is a creative essence. It joins with the mother principle, the Prakriti principle, and it creates. And it creates by this blending process, by this, he's going to call it a fermenting process. It is rather like baking or any other ways of bringing the essence into form. He says, now that occurs in situations, and it in, and the situations bring the worldly goods, you might say. He says, this is your prerogative. This is what we're asking you to do, to be very conscious of. He said, this is no longer just privy to the elders. He says, you must know that. You must know all of these you must know how to work with the energies. He says, this is no longer in some kind of fancy magician's domain. Nope. He says, it is in the Aquarian age, it is the domain, it is the responsibility, it is the joy of each beautiful individual consciousness that lives here. He says, in fact, as you go deeper and deeper to know who you are, you will know that you are each an extension of the great consciousness. He says, you know that in theory now. He says, but as you progress, you will understand it more and more from your depth. It is inescapable. It is inescapable. He says, so he is asking you to please, he says, to please get on board. He says, not be scared, because my God, you've been doing this from your subconscious behavior, you know, for eons. He says, now he's asking you to be conscious about it. He's asking you to be conscious of your awareness. So again, he's asking yogi legends, coin saying, which is, are you consciously of your consciousness? I'm going to repeat that. Are you consciously conscious of your consciousness? So he would like you to breathe right now, long and deep. Breathe long and deep. And know who you are. Know who you are with wisdom, with presence, with awareness. He says, understand that you continually create, whether you are aware of it, whether you live in chaos and create chaos, whether you live in lack and you create lack, whether you live in abundance and you create that abundance. He says, please breathe with that. Please enjoy the energies of that. Please be aware. As you breathe, see your entire consciousness. See the areas, or feel the areas. You don't have to identify what it's about in each one, but just globally feel. Are you conscious? Are you aware of what you are creating? Do you understand? You are already creating. You always have been creating. Your soul is the master behind your creating. And as you become conscious, as you align with what we call soul, which is your master consciousness, which is you, you become aware of what you are creating or what is being created through you. Breathe with that. He says, now please look around in your consciousness and be aware of approximately, he says this is really bringing it down to earth, consciously be aware of what percentage, approximately, what percentage you create on an aware level. He doesn't mean just doing. He's not just talking about doing. He's talking about creating. He's talking about creating the situations that occur. Oh, by the way, in this, as you do this, you will realize that there is no victim. Our soul sets up situations whereby we get squashed and slaughtered. He says, but in fact, when you live from this consciousness, you understand there is no victim. There is only a quest for consciousness, and sometimes we go through very difficult situations in order to scour out the basin so that we may go deeper into consciousness through our transformation process and through our healing. So he says, never get guilty about what has ever happened. You can't. Each thing is an opportunity. An opportunity. And you know how we regard opportunities? We are grateful for them. We are grateful for every opportunity. And that's how we move through it. Now he says, please be aware. He's going back to, please be aware of the percentage of your consciousness that is very aware of what it is creating. He's not talking about the doing the busy. He's talking about the real energy that occurs through your own body system. How much of it do you direct consciously? Direct is not quite the right word. How much do you, through your own creative process, how much do you create consciously? For instance, doing heart breath is a creative process. And how much happens unconsciously? In other words, feelings of fear, fright, worry, what do they bring? And then you can also be conscious of, for instance, the love, the kindness, the serving. He says all of that comes boomeranging back to you. It all comes running back. Whatever you goes out from you, comes running back to you. Feel the circuit. Feel this creative soup that we're in. Feel this creative understanding that we are in. Understand how we are moving into becoming consciously conscious of our consciousness. Being aware, each one as what would be called a nodule or a meridian point of the total creative consciousness. But it is a hologram. And being that each meridian point is not separate, but is joined and reverberates along the ley lines, along the meridians, along the web of light. We are one creative process. One creative process. That is made of gems and jewels, of light points of consciousness. And that is our seemingly separate consciousness. Keep up the long, deep breath, hard breath. Know who you are. Know who you are as this creative principle of this creative awareness. Understand the blessing and the sacred power that you carry. Understand the blessing and the sacred power that you carry, that you envision. This information has been known since the beginning of time. He says, but it has been kept secret in your age because, of course, it is so simple that there are those who would use this information, this sacred information, could actually use it to blight the planet. He says, in this time, this planet, this mother consciousness, can you feel mother right now? Mother consciousness? Adi Shakti? Primal Earth Power, Mother Planet, Gaia. Feel her now. She is a consciousness. She is the consciousness that brings the very pure vibrations in and weaves them. The very pure, how can I say, not unfocused, it's everywhere focused vibration into a certain focus to weave creation. He says in the future you will have better words for this. He says, for instance, how would you explain a computer? He says, without having that contextual agreement among you, knowledge among you, the language can't be so precise. He says that the language will develop over time. So he would like you to use your long deep breath. Good. And focus. Be aware. It's more, be aware. He says, what do you think these incredible mantras are about? These beautiful banis, in other words, the prayers. What do you think this training, this yogic training, is about? It is not just to get out of the wheels and the woes and the worries of being here on this planet. No. It is that, of course, to raise your, what we call your level of happiness, your level of kindness, your level of connection, of course. He says, but as who you are responsible light workers who have taken on this job together, he says he would like you to relax. Relax and become aware in this creative process. Relaxing and becoming aware, as you understand, as a meditative process. You know it very well. Relax and be aware. He's asking you to do that for your sadhana, and he is asking you to do that for your everyday practice. It doesn't mean you have to walk around being very dour and expounding when you're talking to people. He says, no. He says, your beautiful light and liveliness, he says, you can also be very aware. He says, and that moves the energy even more when you do that. He says, you are bringing the depth of energy. You are also incorporating slow-moving energy, such as difficulties, despair, depression, hurt. He says, you are bringing those as well. And reinvigorating them, freeing those energies. He says, in your own consciousness and in the consciousness of others. He says, we are a whole. We are a whole. He says, individualism has been so rampant that in your culture, we have developed in our consciousness the awareness or the idea, I'm going to say, the unconscious idea, that to be free, we must be individuals. He says, to a certain extent, that is true. He says, you are not to be held down by any customs, any cultures, any power mongers. He says, in that regard, it's very true. He says that individuality has to do with each one following their own destiny. Like grief lightning, he says. You move forward. You move as the center, as the power base. He says, once you've got that going, once you've got your relationship with your own soul, your own blessed soul, your power structure, your infinite creative and creating source, your own true self, once you have that integrated with your everyday self, that is our ego, our everyday consciousness, our memories, our emotions, and so on. Once those are integrated, or as they are integrated, it is also time to begin to integrate with that infinity, that light of others, that creative essence of others. He says, then when you are able to combine together to create that beautiful laser light for goodness, for the production, for the ease of goodness, kindness, prosperity for all. When you allow the strata of class divisions to drop, when you understand that you are one organism that is freely united and freely produced from each individual cell, in other words, each individual consciousness, he said, what a magnificence. What a magnificence you are. Then it is, he says, like nigh impossible to feel separate, depressed, down, hurt, negated, victimized. You are coming into an awareness of who you are and what you are. Not only you individually, you with your soul, with your infinity, but you as this huge, incredible, infinite, living organism, living and creating on this finite level. He says, when you do that, he says, the joy of the painter, the joy of the musician, the joy of the inventor comes to life in the most profound way. He says, yes, that's who you are. And that's who you will find that you are more and more. You are such a blessed being. You are the blessed being. Now he's asking you to breathe deeply. Breathe deeply and understand yourself, your consciousness, your awareness, so in tune with Mother Planet, the creative. Feel fully in tune. And let her show you how this works. Let her show you how this works. Use your heart breath. Become aware. Become aware and write it down. Write down a few notes about it, please. He wants you to remember it. He doesn't want this to be a fleeting fancy. He wants this to become your subject matter for your thesis. He says, this is your infinite doctoral program. He would like you to research and study this in communion with Mother, with him, with Yogi Bhajan, with Guru Ram Dass, and of course all the other beautiful, lively saints and sages. He says, you're in school. He says, you're in university. Keep up. You've got a lot. You've got a lot of knowledge coming your way. And this introduction is so that you don't miss it, so that when the awareness comes, you don't fluff it off or avoid it. because you have not been introduced to it. He says, feel profoundly introduced to it now. Good. So now he is asking, you know, this is how we get to teach each other, how we get united, how we become this one organism learning together. He says, now it's the time to share. So, who can share how Mother Planet showed you how this operation works, how this creative operation works? Who can share? Hello? I had faith that somebody could.
This is Sadhanam.
Yes, dear.
Siri?
Yes.
Suzanne? Oh, yes. I have one. This is Suzanne.
Okay.
Suzanne,
hold on just 1 second. We're going to let Sadhanam go, and then we're going to call on you. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to leave star 6 off. If it's noisy, let me know.
Okay. Good. Okay, Sadhanam?
During the whole process, the sense of being a creator, I had this visual. Well, it was an experiential, and so it's kind of hard to put the words to it, but it was like I was this big thundercloud, and you know how it continually rolls and morphs and grows, and so and I felt that coming out of my body, you know, like as we walk through life, that's how we're creating. It's like this. And so
what
it was
a wonderful image.
Yeah, and then when you told us the visual of Mother Earth, I was on the beach making footprints. And so that's, you know, we're imprinting our energy. That's the creation, you know, and we usually just walk unconsciously, and we're leaving our footprints behind, and we don't even know that we're the ones creating that. So it's to become aware of the creative process and become aware of each footstep that we take.
Good, good. And it takes consciousness to become aware of that, doesn't it?
Because when you were talking about percentage-wise, I'm going, oh. Mine was pretty low.
Well, I think, you know, mine too, so we're growing into it. Good. Okay, thank you, dear. Okay, Suzanne, we have an abundance of blessings here.
Good. I'm going to make it simple. I was speaking with a friend of mine who's a very young woman, and she was repeating a story from high school at a dinner party, and I just saw such pain. It was not even conscious pain as she was repeating it, and I thought, I couldn't shake it, and I believe that's what we're talking about here. I know that I have to bring some lightness of being and ease, somehow an awareness with her to release her pain that she doesn't even know she has. I wonder how I'm going to do it, but I know it's my job to do it. And I think that's maybe a manifestation of what you're talking about.
Yes. Try heart breath. Is somebody outside?
I'm here.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
I'm gonna turn mine off.
Okay. Star 6, everybody. Star 6. Okay. Sorry about that. Thank you very much, Suzanne. We really appreciate that. and this beautiful blessing that you will be giving this, that you are giving this young lady. That is one thing, as you become more aware, it's often called more sensitive, you are much more aware of other people's pain, of their difficulty, and also of their freedom. I mean, we are always aware anyway, and somehow we seek out those, we seek them out, we magnetize to us those who are involved in our own energy. In other words, if I if I am in this consciousness that everybody lies to me, everybody makes a mess of me, and so on, guess what? Clarion call calls it to me. And we do seek each other out that way. But now we're becoming conscious of what's happening, conscious of what's happening through us, with us, and in communion with one another. Thank you, dear. So who else can talk? Who else can share?
Ranjit?
Yes, dear.
Yes, I wanted to say what came to mind when you were talking about being consciously conscious of your consciousness was mm-hmm. was the term metacognition. And that came up some years ago at a workshop, you know, when I was teaching. And I remember thinking, what a silly word, you know, thinking about what you're thinking about. But it's so profound. And it hit me today like, wow, it was like a eureka kind of thing. And I'm like, that's what that is. Whether they realized they were saying that at the time or not, it was just one of those new catchwords, I think. But, you know, mm-hmm. when you talked about it today, it was just really... it was just really amazing.
It oh, was, good,
yeah.
good.
And go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I want to hear what you have to say.
And another thing that really hit me, too, was that, you know, that we're in university now, and today was our, you know, like, you know, our first day. You know, we've been given our syllabus, mm-hmm. and we know what to mm-hmm. look forward to, but that our minds were actually... Oh my gosh! It was just like the imprint on our consciousness today, that now from here on, that we actually are going to be aware, consciously aware of everything that we're supposed to be consciously aware of, and it mm-hmm. that was just so. That's so huge. That's
it is,
all I wanted
but you can
to
only
share.
Get there, you can only get there by relaxing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Profoundly relaxing and becoming aware.
Okay.
On all levels. Not just, this is not, actually it's not another thinking level. It's when you say metaconsciousness, I talk about the metasenses. You know, that's hearing, seeing, feeling, moving, and so on. From this subtle awareness level. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, that's, I think I would add that to the mix.
Okay.
Good. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Yeah. And don't forget, we have that, we have our forum where you all can share. In other words, during the week, you know, you come up with a new realization about this. You come up with a new awareness. Please, go on the blog and share. And even if you don't share to begin with, get yourself registered in the blog so that you can get these incredible things that people are writing. Okay? And you will get instructions for getting on this forum if you go to soulanswer.com/talk, T-A-L-K, .html. At least get yourself logged in there so that you will get the email. And then at some time in the future, you will be... spurred to respond or create. Okay, and I appreciate the people who have already gone on and started sharing. Now, who else can share?
This is Guru Atma.
Yes, Guru Atma.
I've always been conscious of feeling other people's pain, but then feeling at a loss and how to help and to not assume the pain that they're in.
Right. Exactly.
And, right, the key to that, or the message of how to handle that was just pure neutrality.
Yeah.
And
good for you.
So that's my thesis. Trying
fabulous.
To find a way to stay neutral. Because, you know, we're here to assist the people in pain, but if it becomes too much on top of you, then you're not really helpful. And it brings you down. So
now I'm going to ask you some rhetorical questions about that, okay? All right? You're in university now. So when you are in neutral, does that mean that you are numb or that you are cut off?
Well, the goal would be to not go numb, to not block
exactly.
it all out.
Exactly. And so what are some other words that go with being in neutral?
Calm, peace,
mm-hmm.
clear thinking, clear having solutions.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Come up to your awareness.
Good for you. Again, listening closely, offering love, connecting, eye to eye, all of that.
Good. And transforming.
Yeah. Yes, very good. Okay. I would like to continue this, but that lady is going to come after us in a minute. So God bless you all. Love you all. And we will meet on the forum and then also next week. Okay, so come sitting straight. Sitting straight. Kahar? Kahar, are you here? Star 6? Oh, maybe she had to leave early. Okay, so we're going to sing together. Okay, inhale.
Never find sunshine upon you. Fall around you. And love your light within you. Guide your way on. Guide your way on. Guide your way on.
Inhale. Bow to this coziness, this closeness, this beautiful university of knowledge and awareness. Bless you
Bata.
All. Love you all. Satnam.
Satnam.
Thank you.
Satnam.
Thank you.